Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about competitors.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
And in this context, what we received is we received an email from a gentleman. I'm sure Stelly has it pulled up. And he was just asking about competitors and wanted us to do an episode on it. And I don't think we've ever really done a single episode on competitors. I'm guessing this might be one of a few that we end up doing. In this context, it's really about competitors and how you avoid leaking information to them. Would be how I'd describe it. But Stelly, maybe you have more color on where you want to go with this.
Yeah. So this gentleman, basically this founder, he is in a highly competitive market and basically was asking us for advice on how to deal with some of the kind of strategies that their competitor are using to extract more information from them. And at the same time, kind of telling us or giving us a window into some of the strategies that they use to quote unquote fuck with our competitors or to gain information from them. It was kind of, I think both for you and I, it was surprising to what lengths these companies go to mess with each other, right? We've talked about in episode 24 about competitors in a very broad sense. And I think, you know, both of us, I tended to be much more on the side of don't worry so much about them, just focus laser in on your customers. And we recently talked about this and you gave me a new perspective on it, which was, yes, your customers and their problems should always be your number one priorities, but your competitors can be a way to understand your customers better. It can be a way for you to learn more and gain more insights into your customers. So, and we talked a little bit about that in a recent episode, but this is going into a completely different direction, right? So, one of the problems he was describing, and maybe we can go through just some of the things that he was encountering and, you know, we can just react to that. But as we mentioned before, lots and lots of competitors in the space that they're in, a recent trick he was describing as one of the challenges they have, recent trick that they've been hit with is that people or their competitors would call in and basically tell them that they're, you know, or represent themselves as the VP of innovation of one of the big three U.S. department stores that they're trying to get as customer. And they would be calling their board members. That's new to me as well. Usually you just call the salespeople, the sales department to get some information. But in this case, a competitor, somebody would call, would represent themselves as a VP of innovation from one of the big companies that they would want to have as a customer and actually call a board member, telling them they are trying to reach out to the leadership team and learn more about the company before they decide to make a purchasing decision. And they would want just a 10-15 minute call to get more information about the roadmap, the product roadmap, where the company's going, fundraising, all these kinds of things. And he was telling us that he would pick up on this as being a competitive strategy and bullshit, but one of their board members didn't. And that person, that board member apparently gave them a ton of information that they weren't happy about giving. So let's just pause there because there's lots more here, but that's pretty aggressive. Like, I've never heard anything like this before. I don't know about you.
I've heard all sorts of stories. This is pretty aggressive. I mean, faking that you're somebody, calling a, you know, an investor or board member, and then trying to learn more about the company just feels like kind of slimy in a lot of ways, just because there's multiple lies there. So yeah, I've heard stuff like that, and you know, I've seen people do stuff like that. I think people get dirty would be kind of what comes to mind for me when they just think that there's information they want to get on a competitor and really believe that that's important to them. And then people get dirty stopping competitors from growing in the market as well. And, you know, I, on one hand, I'm like, oh, this is bad, right? Like, you shouldn't do that. On the other hand, I'm like, like, what do you do if a competitor is doing that and you're not? And somehow they're gaining information that helps them succeed in the market. So this ends up being more moral, ethical, and all those kind of dilemmas. Or you can take it a whole different way and the opposite way and just say, this is just business. And I don't actually believe there's a right answer. I think it has a lot more to do with what do you believe as a business owner that you think you need to do in order to win in the market. And that point of view, that perspective is really what shapes what you're willing to do or not do.
That's such a powerful statement. And you know, I think recently, funny enough, there's been a lot of news about companies acting not ethically, executives at companies doing things that are very questionable, even in totally different spaces. But even if we go back a few months ago, there was a lot of like competitive stuff that companies would do, just calling competitors and with Uber and Lyft, I think, having like certain teams at Uber in certain cities, pretending they want to ride and then canceling just to create like all kinds of confusion and problems, all kinds of what you could call unethical behavior. In order to be, a pain in the ass to your competitors or crush your competitors or in order to advance your business. And it's an interesting question, like where you draw the line, and a very personal one to a certain extent. I mean, there's the legal line and that's kind of, that's not negotiable, but then there's the ethical line and that's very much negotiable, apparently, like depending on who you are and what kind of company culture you have, right?
Correct.
But the one funny thing, like one thing that's interesting with competitors having information about you is always the question, what is the true consequence of this? A lot of times I feel like, and I'm not above this, a lot of times I feel like people tend to just freak out when they find out that a competitor is messing with their information, either signing up for a trial and playing with a product or gaining information by calling their sales team, or in this case, a board member. But when you step back, I'm not always convinced that whatever information they acquired is really that consequential at the end of the day. Like what is changing now that they know we're going to build XYZ? Of course, I know that there's some companies that especially that are so competitive where if you know what they're building next, that can be a make or break type of a situation.